Central Maine Power says it's ready to negotiate terms of its bid to build and upgrade 145 miles of high-power transmission lines to bring electricity from Canada's Hydro-Québec dam system to Massachusetts customers. The move comes as regulatory hearings in Maine and Massachusetts are ramping up and, as Fred Bever reports, amid signs that opposition is growing more organized.
Late last week, CMP told the Maine Public Utilities Commission it wants to open settlement talks for its plan to build what it calls the New England Clean Energy Connection. John Carroll, a project spokesman for CMP's parent company, Avangrid, says it is responding to concerns about whether the project's ownership structure should be changed to better protect customers in Maine should the project suffer a financial setback.
And so this would be a chance to have those discussions. I don't know if it's Avangrid or CMP or some third special purpose entity, so I guess that's the question that has to be resolved.
Carroll acknowledges that by opening such discussions, more questions could be put on the table. Renewable energy developers, for instance, say CMP should build a line that would be more affordable for wind or solar projects to tap into. And the state's public advocate, Barry Hobbins, has called on CMP to provide Maine consumers benefits at least as valuable as the $50 million it would provide to low-income consumers in Massachusetts.
Presumably, people would bring that up, yeah.
The commission will start full-fledged hearings later this month, as will the Department of Environmental Protection. Pre-hearing meetings are underway now, and opponents are gearing up for a fight.
To feel as though this project was getting fast-tracked with not a lot of PR, I thought was a problem.
Sandra Howard is a guide for one of the many rafting companies that send thrill-seeking tourists down the rapids of the Kennebec Gorge, where CMP wants the new transmission line to cross. She started a Facebook page, Say No to the Corridor, and is organizing a press conference and rally in Augusta this week.
The first impact I saw was the gorge, but then I learned quickly that it's much more than that, especially with the 53.5 miles of brand new corridor going through Beatty Township to the West Forks.
Opponents now working together include Howard and environmental groups that say the project will unduly harm ecosystems in western Maine. Those include the Natural Resources Council of Maine and Trout Unlimited. There are generation companies, both renewable and fossil fuel, worried that they will lose money if Hydro-Québec sends a massive amount of electricity into the regional system. Also entering the fray, a group of CMP customers that's filed suit over claims of billing overcharges. There are some less obvious opponents, too. A group of boosters for Route 201, recognized by the Federal Highway Administration as the Old Canada Road Scenic Byway, for instance. And there's Caleb Jacob.
I am not happy about it, and I will absolutely vehemently fight this thing until the very end. I'm doing this for my kids.
Jacob is president of the Upper Enchanted Road Association and one of dozens of camp owners in the townships of western Maine who would find their views and local natural resources bisected by the transmission line and its 100-foot towers. He's traveled to regulatory meetings on the project in Massachusetts and Maine, and he's posted a YouTube video of the area that's making the rounds among project opponents. Jacob says while CMP did pretty good legwork to round up support from local officials, he's still hopeful about the state-level permitting processes.
There are a lot of hurdles that they have to get through, and they aren't that easy, and it is not a done deal. And so at this point, I feel more encouraged now than I did a month ago that this could be stopped.
One other group that's emerged to oppose the project is keeping a lower profile. It's called Stop the Corridor. The group has sent mass mailings to state residents calling on them to oppose the project. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.